It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They've got the insiders.
Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Phil, I actually talked to some folks in the Brooklyn Nets. I was in Milwaukee last week with the Nets. I got a chance to talk to some people there, knowing that Ime was one of the strong candidates. One of the things their staff told me was one of the things he did was connect almost immediately with James Harden when he came over. And as you know, Harden came over there a little battered with a very public perception that wasn't so hot. He really calmed him down. One of his specialties, as we've talked about, is defense. You can see the defensive commitment Harden made with that team, with the Nets.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. New coach for your Boston Celtics. And what do we know? Nothing. So Cedric Maxwell is here. He is the color analyst for the Boston Celtics on 98.5 The Sports Hub. He works hand in hand with one Johnny Wall game about every other year. And he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Maxwell, hello, sir.
I'm doing just fine. Let me go the over right now, and I'm going to say, how is John Wallach's lovely wife doing? That's what I want to say. Let me start it out quickly, get it out the way. Before John goes, oh, I got the up and under 1 minute. So, no, let me get 10 seconds. Nobody got that one.
She says hello, Max. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely, John. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's nice. Now, would you like to ask Cedric any questions?
No, we're good. We can continue.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't stumbling on any toes.
No.
How you two are getting along in your relationship. All right, Cedric, what did you think of this hire?
Here's the real skinny of it. Nobody really knows that much about it. Other than, you know, the fact that he's been an assistant coach. He was under Greg Popovich. He bounced around the league for a while. The thing that you hear about him is the relationships he formed as an assistant coach. He did that when he played the World Games, when Tatum and Brown and Smart were there. And so I'm sure that they had an opportunity to kind of chime in to Brad Stevens on, you know, Udoka and who he was. And so, there's not a lot known, but I think there is some known in the fact that players have a tendency to seem like they like him.
Now is there a – because, I mean, you hear now, and it seems like the trend is everyone now wants a young ex-player that can speak in the same language that a lot of these players are. And the Mike D'Antonis of the world seem to be old news. There was that trend for a while where you get these kind of older, crusty, you know, guys who had done it before. Do you subscribe to that? Do you think that that was a good way to look at the hiring, is to find a younger player or a younger coach rather that has experience in the league?
Well, I think most of the coaches now who have won championships have been guys who have not coached in the NBA. If you think about it, over some of these years have happened. But I think that, you know, all players want now is a guy who's going to be a winner. And there has to be, I think, this is me, there has to be an understanding about how young guys perform and what they do and their relationships and social media and old coaches, like myself being an old coach, I wouldn't understand all that kind of stuff and wouldn't want to understand it. But the newer coaches right now know they have to be in tune to those younger players to get their attention and to keep their attention.
Are you buying into any of that stuff that was written about Brad Stevens at the end about how there was tension between him and Kemba Walker and there was, you know, preferential treatment towards Marcus Smart, and it seemed like this was a decision that had to be made, that Brad Stevens, they had to get a fresh voice in there because he had lost the room?
No and no. I really don't believe that's the case with Brad Stevens. Brad has been more of a calming influence. His relationships with players have been really good and tested. I think at the end of the day, I think when Danny moved on, that the thing that I looked at with the Boston Celtics is the fact that when Brad Stevens, and I think you should hire who you want as your GM, but the way it went down with Brad Stevens moving from one chair to another and seemingly not having candidates being open to other candidates, especially candidates of color, mm-hmm. that really put the Celtics in a position where I think that they almost had to hire a coach of color.
Okay,
because of the criticism that would be around that coach if it went another way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you had Stephen A. Smith theatrically walking off the show, but the point was valid. How much of that, Cedric, is an issue in the NBA right now? Was it important to hire a black coach from the player's perspective in terms of being able to relate to the player, or was it the way that the league perceives Boston? I mean, you had Jay Williams yesterday. He said he didn't tweet it, but he did say congratulations on the Celtics for their hiring their first African-American coach. And then he said he was like hacked or something. And you're like, yeah, right.
Of course you are.
Right. That's exactly what the hackers wanted from you.
No, see, here's the thing. Jay Williams is smart. And I don't believe Jay Williams would ever, and he knows the history of the game. Mm. So I would not believe, I believe Jay Williams in the fact that somebody might have hacked his account.
Okay. What a lame thing to hack, though.
On top of that, let me give you some kudos for saying black coach. Let me just, because instead of African-American and all that, let me just give you some kudos. I like that. Your stance of just saying it's a black coach. Yeah. And I think I could say it better than anybody else because, you know, over my life, I've been colored. I've been Negro. I've been, you know, African-American. And so, you know, when you just say black coach to me, dude, you get some brownie points right then and there.
Well, that was the whole intent of the thing is having you on. I wanted to get the pat on the back. But but OK, so Jay Williams aside, is it important now in the NBA? Is it in terms of relating to your players, or is it the league-wide perception of the Celtics? Because you know as well as I do that it was very important. And there were a ton of good candidates, a ton of good black coaching candidates, and you know they picked one. Is it the perception around the league? Is it the relation to the players? What is it? Why is that so important?
Well, I think you look at the number of players who are black in the NBA.
Yeah.
I think the league has to be 75% black players. So I think that they want a representation of guys who look like them, sound like them, who played in the league.
Yeah.
So I think that rings the bell initially with players. I think that what they want is they want honesty. But again, you look at what Jaylen Brown said. Jaylen Brown said something. He tweeted, I guess. Hopefully his account wasn't hacked or whatever, anything. But he made mention saying of the coaches who were out there, was three or four more black coaches were still, you know, in the running right now to win championships in the NBA. So I just have a tendency to believe that players want to have a little bit more input, and they want to see players, they want to see guys like them who are already in the league.
Max, in a broader sense, it seems like the Celtics are kind of in a delicate period. You have a new president of basketball operations. You have a team in transition. You just made a major trade. How important is it for Brad Stevens to get this hire right?
Man, Brett, you know, I love you, John Waller, because you just state the obvious so well. Oh, my God.
Well, he did. Cedric, I don't know.
Let me make sure I get this right. The Celtics have to get this right. Wow, if they get this wrong. Yeah, they do. I mean, you hit it on the head. I mean, I think that they do have to get this right. And then here's the thing that would have been even crazier. I think that the Celtics had an opportunity. What would have been the biggest splash you could have made from a coaching standpoint? That would have been to hire a woman, a black woman.
Right, sure.
And that would have been, and you wouldn't even thought about your team until, you know, later on. My choice, really, and the guy I love was, and I've said it, was Chauncey Billups. And yeah, Chauncey, yeah. Because Chauncey was a guy who bounced around the league, who had started out being the third pick in the draft, and then he, you know, kind of failed and bounced around to became an all-star and, you know, going to be a future NBA Hall of Famer. And that's why I wanted Chauncey, his relationships with the players. Kevin Garnett talked about it, you know, and just saying, you know, that how much Chauncey influenced him to come to Boston.
Well, Chauncey was a killer, too. You know, they beat a Lakers team they had no business beating in the finals, and it was Billups that did it.
Yeah.
And so that's like a LeBron-like, you know, there's only a few guys out there, a Kevin Garnett type, that, you know, are that dedicating can overcome something like that. It's funny that you mentioned John stating the obvious. Earlier in the show, John reenacted the call that would have gone to Jason Tatum regarding the new coach. And the call was like, hey, Jason, what do you think? And then we all sat and applauded John's reenactment of
I appreciate that.
Of the phone call. So it's.
I mean, you can't make, I mean, in this world, in this world right now, there's certain things that you can't, you just can't talk about anymore. You know, regardless how you feel about them. I mean, if your opinion is different than that, it's like the gentleman who has come out right now, who came out the closet in football and said he's gay. You can't say anything negative about that at all. You can't say anything negative about a woman. You can't say anything about. But let me tell you, the only people that you can criticize in this world right now, rich white men. That's the only thing you can. And you criticize them, you're good. You might not have a job next week, but other than that, but those are the people that you can criticize, and nobody will come after you.
Well, it's good you still can't criticize us then. So that's. Not there yet.
So there was yesterday, Cedric Maxwell. We had on Jackie McMullen. She was on NBC Sports Boston. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about the one thing that you can give Ime Udoka credit for was that he was able to kind of kick the ass of James Harden when he came to the Nets and get him to play defense and to be able to be hard-nosed when it came to difficult personalities. How do you, when you're like a first-year coach, come in and motivate, or if there is a player that needs to be motivated and needs to be get that hard-nosed type of approach, how do you do that without immediately losing that superstar forever?
Maybe we were watching a different game because I don't remember James Harden playing defense even in this last series. here's a step at it. But I think that what the coach has to do immediately is come in and get familiar with his players, learn who they are, and learn their tendencies of, you know, what really makes them work and what works in his system that he can brand in. You know, Brad brought in a whole different style of, you know, you don't see, and I think it's different now, you don't see the combative players with coaches the way it was when I played. Like Bill Fitch going at players, you know, or different coaches just yelling at players. You don't see that anymore. So that's out the rim. It's like Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich really showed his disdain to players a lot when they made mistakes. That has kind of gone by the wayside. So I think it's a whole nother coaching philosophy, and that's why I'll be interested to see what it's like, because here's one thing I've talked about, and John has been there. Every shot that the Boston Celtics take from the three-point line isn't a good shot. I want to see the coach just scream one time going, what the hell was that? Yeah. I mean, I remember Doc Rivers saying that one time to Big Baby Davis came out of the game, took a three, and before he could get to the bench, Doc Rivers was yelling. And I was near him and said, a three?
three, and then that's when he went with the F3 and all that. But it was just like, but that's how I feel about shots. Because somebody has to rein some of these players in when they take all these crazy shots.
Was there a situation, Cedric, back in the day when you were playing, where either it happened to you or you heard of a coach who, like, immediately lost his team? Like, just went in and just did everything wrong?
You know, the guy that I really knew and kind of lost his team was my coach, Bill Fitch. And he did it after 1981 because he refused to let us grow up like men. Like, it just for example would be if we had a game and we were in New York City and at that time we'd stayed over after the game, we'd have to get on the bus, go all the way back to the hotel like kids, and then we dispersed instead of letting us grow like grown men. And a lot of guys resented that kind of a relationship with the coach. So I saw that coach in particular lose a team almost overnight because he refused to let them go any further.
All right. Well, Cedric, thank you so much for the time, sir. And we look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. And the lovely John Wallace wife, I love that woman. John, if you ever get divorced, I'm in, brother.
All right, good. Always good talking to you, man.
John will be like this. I'm going to be the Black Bachelor, okay?
Okay. Cedric is going to bang your wife.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Do you hear that, John?
He just said you were in there, Max.
Well, you know what he means by in there? He means banging her.
I didn't say that, okay? Calm down. Let's use some tack on radio, okay?
Okay. He means he's not talking about taking her out to dinner. He's talking about, you know,
wow.
That's what I took away from having
sex with her, right?
Jesus,
there.
Jesus, Max. What the hell?
Wow.
All right, Cedric, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Let me go, please.
All right. Thank you. There you go. I like how he says that. And then you go, oh, he's talking about banging your wife. And you go, oh, no.
No. That's exactly what you're saying.
That's not what I meant at all. Fred, you've gone too far now. repeating back what I said.
Instead of just leaving it out there, you made sure to drive the point home. Like, back, no.
Well,
no,
I mean, if a man's going to say he's going to have sex with your wife, I mean, he has to be confronted the fact
that he called out on that. Sure.
All right. Well, very good.
He loves you, John. He
yes,
loves
he
you.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
He likes. Well, I don't know if he likes John or if he likes his wife or what's going on.
He likes you better than some of the people he works with.
Yeah, it seems to be something that's going around. So there you go. All right. I don't know anything about it. I just know. I got a sense about these things as I get older. All right. We'll return in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do? Watch every basketball game?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I did not sleep well last night. And I'm just envisioning the drive home. I'll tell you what they do in Dorchester. They love the people of Dorchester.
Mm-hmm.
God love them. In the neighborhood of all race, creeds, and colors, certainly. And I will tell you this, though. They all share one common bond.
What's that?
And that is turning on their hazards and stopping in the middle of the road.
Oh, that is, dude, that's not just Dorchester. That's all over Boston.
Well, I don't go into Boston very often.
Well, that is
I won't drive in Boston. And I am from, I told you the story that my dad was in New York City. He had married my mom and he had two identical job offers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And one was at Lever Brothers in, he was at Lever Brothers. It doesn't matter where it was. One was in Pittsburgh and one was in Boston. And he came to Boston, and he rented a car, and he was like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not driving. I will drive a car. I mean, I obviously go in the city. I walk the city and all that, take the train in the city. But I will not drive further than the Pru, because at that point, things like the financial district is I won't do it.
So downtown crossing area for the you're talking about in the financial district is not going to get any better anytime soon, because what they do is that you might have your Garmin or your GPS showing you that there's a certain one-way road that you can go, but randomly they will shut down roads to pedestrian traffic and not tell anybody that they're going to do it. Or you'll show up like, you know, right in front of like where the Macy's is. They'll have it only to delivery traffic and they won't let you through.
Right.
And it will just be almost, it seems like, random times. And not just there. They shut down those roads, like High Street and everything around there all the time. Major arteries. So it's a nightmare getting around that area.
Yeah.
And it hasn't gotten any better.
We've been here over 15 years and I've driven into the financial district once. I've driven to the seaport 10 times.
The seaport's actually gotten easy.
It's easier.
Right off the highway, there's an exit.
Well, that's easier.
Yeah.
But then you can be, I don't know what it's like post-COVID, but I mean, then there's the whole commotion with, it's hard. Then you get where it's like takes 10 minutes to get 5 inches.
Greenway traffic is insane. And by the way, we're almost back to pre-COVID traffic now. It's for a while there, it was wonderful. I mean, you could get from
about
downtown.
A year. Or, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. I could get from downtown to the seaport in a car in no time. But now you're right, Fred. It is stop and go, stop and go.
I just want to know. And once you get to the zoo, things open up and it stops. But I want to know why in Dorchester that you can just no one enforce. You just stop your car and put your. And I'm telling you, I'm not lying. 4 or 5 times in a 1 mile stretch of road. And I mean, to get home is 9.5 miles from here, and 20 minutes of it is going the mile to the zoo, and the rest of it, and then it's basically a freeway. It's all rotaries.
But Fred, it was like that, not the rotaries, but it was like that in Brighton when you lived there. I mean,
I lived in Brighton. You know what I'm saying? I was navigating through Brighton where I lived. I wasn't trying to leave Brighton.
The difference is just the location. It's not problem and the amount of people doing
so
it.
So
I live in Boston and it's all over the place.
Well, I choose not to live in Boston. So my point is this, is that I'm tired and then I know that I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to go through Savin Hill and then I'm going to get on that road, whatever the hell road it is. Maybe it's Columbia. And there's just going to be cars parked in the right lane. And then you think, well, Fred, go in the left lane. Well, it's not that simple because there can be a pileup of people turning left. So you're really in a Sophie's choice.
Do you have the motorcycle gangs going through like they do through Dorchester do in downtown?
No, it's usually not happening at 5 in the morning or at 10:45.
They're coming out earlier. As a matter of fact, I think it was the day before yesterday. They were hanging out around like 2 in the afternoon. Usually you'd wait till like 6 o'clock when it's like getting close to dinner time where they want to show off their sweet moves, their super duper jumps that they do and their wheelies. That happened at 2 in the afternoon. It's starting.
A lot of law firms are working from home.
I think that's the case. And you saw that video of the dude who was going down Boylston Street that I tweeted out. And it's that same crew. He was popping a wheelie and then fell. grabbed onto his bike as the bike dragged him down Boylston Street and then smacked into a parked car that was parked right in front of the H&M there. Yeah. By the way, I'm sure leaving a dent. So this guy, if you saw the speed that he was going, there's no way that he didn't completely dislocate his hip, crack his ribs, but somehow found enough, because I guess he was being videotaped, found enough pride to just get up and get on the motorcycle and then leave the scene of a crime.
I don't know. Those dudes in Jackass get hit by bulls and they try stuff.
How are they doing right now?
Not good, but they do it that day. That day they get up. Yeah, that Bam Majera is in bad shape.
Oh, yeah.
Bad shape.
Yeah, so he's not doing good, and I know that the restraining order finally went through from Jeff Tremaine, because the stuff he was saying about his family, what he was going to do to his family, was awful.
Oh, I saw him. He was on a Brazilian TV show, and he said that he was going to, that people have killed for less. I mean, he was, and someone might say that, and you might go, whatever, but seeing the condition that Bam Majera was in, I mean, he kept threatening to sodomize the host of the show, and it like wasn't funny the first time, and then he did it like 10 times, and then he kept telling the guy to drink his drink. Like he kept, it goes, it's apple juice. And then the guy did. And I'm like, that's a lot of worry you put yourself through for no reason. Demo, go ahead.
Hey guys, how's it going? I wanted to contribute some insight on a previous point you guys made about Ben Simmons. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
My bad. You guys talk about it. And I forgot, but I thought about this too. I know Cleveland kind of made a mistake with signing Kevin Love to an extension, and I know it's a lot. I think it's almost max contract. I was going to say, what if there was a way for the Celtics to be able to get Kevin Love on 50 cents on the dollar? So instead of paying $31 million, to be able to get him for about $15 million. He's only, I think he's 32 or 33. I think him, in addition to Simmons, would instantly, you know, make your team better. And on top of that, I think would kind of push him towards the Eastern Conference Finals, hopefully, if not more. Stacey, that was my point, but I'll hang up on listening. Thanks, guys. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Thanks. I think someone's going to pay his price. I think that there's going to be a team that is going to take on his contract.
Who, Kevin Love or Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
No. Ben Simmons is someone's going to pay his contract.
He's very tradable, but well, I mean, to the caller's point, you can't add both those guys.
No, it's not the way the NBA works.
Feasibly, you had cap, soft cap exceptions. Plus, you can't do it.
What are you going to trade? I mean, what are you going to?
Well, Cleveland would take a bag of basketballs for him, but it's not.
I don't know that. I don't know. I mean, someone's going to want Kevin Love. I mean, you might be able to trade a. You'd have to defer some money. I don't know how that would
Cleveland
work.
Cleveland would have to eat some of the money. Whatever it is.
But yes. Ben Simmons, Philadelphia is in a very precarious situation, because if they trade Ben Simmons now, they're trading on him so low that you would have to believe that they're trading him now because they believe his stock will never get higher. So if I'm Philadelphia, I'm in a really a bad position, because if I am selling so low right now, and I don't believe he's going to be this low again. But then people are sending me stuff that apparently he's had an attitude problem before and he's been a problem. I always just look at a 6'10 guy that can play point guard and guard any position on the court and say, I'll take him. But, I mean, if he's obstinate and can't be coached, that's the whole issue. I mean, we've heard earlier in the show we discussed Kyrie Irving moving on from the Nets, which would be fantastic, which would be hysterical.
And by the way, in the stack, I've got the behind the scenes as to why the Nets want Kyrie Irving gone, and it's fantastic.
There you go.
He's really making a good legacy for himself.
It's not just one thing. They have a laundry list of reasons that they want him gone.
He's going to look back at his career and really have a lot of regret.
And you know,
as smart as he thinks he is not wise. And he should really take a long look and go, is this how I want to be remembered? Even though it's just entertainment, it is your life. I mean, it's your life. It's what you will be remembered for.
He has been lost since he and LeBron separated.
Well, it's, you know, when
he's been completely lost.
When you have one guy gathering all the attention and one guy doing all the hard work, I mean, it's easy to ride coattails and then resent it. But then when given the opportunity to be in that position, completely not have the mental ability to handle it. All right, we'll find out all about that and so much more. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers Get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
985 The Sports, over Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
All right, so we mentioned that there was talk about the Nets trying to get rid of Kyrie Irving this offseason, and I agree with you, Fred. It would be absolutely glorious. Well,
fantastic. His big homecoming lasting half a season.
And just being everything. It's, boy, the minute that James Harden showed up. And by the way, James Harden, it seemed like, tried at the end. I mean, he fought through an injury. He tried to play through it. Kyrie Irving, obviously, is somebody who throughout the entire season, there were issues with him just disappearing. There was certain times where he would say things at the beginning of the year. Remember, we were talking about when they first hired Steve Nash. He was like, well, I mean, you know, we don't really have a coach. We're all pretty much coaches.
Yeah.
And then when he was talking about how the offense was going to be run on that Zoom call in which he had Kevin Durant right next to him, and Kevin Durant was like, nah, man, that's not how we're going to do it. So, and I think that the best point that was made this morning, I think was maybe made by you, John, was that this is all Kevin Durant. It's what Kevin Durant wants is what's going to happen. And it seems to me like he is over Kyrie. But it was Matt Sullivan, who he had on our show, who wrote Can't Knock the Hustle. And he's the guy who was embedded essentially with those three guys, or at least Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, during the whole forming of this Nets thing.
Confirmed that Kyrie's dumb.
Yeah, that he is a guy who thinks he is a smart human being and yet says stuff that is so ridiculously ill-informed and just unintelligent that he, you know, then you're right. That's the worst type of person, the one who thinks they're smart and then is not. But he actually was on the Celtics Lab podcast, and he said, let me give you guys a little news. I'm not sure it's been out there, but I heard that Nets ownership was quite upset with Kyrie's, quote, pause, especially that maskless party that turned his pseudo-paternity leave into more like a COVID suspension. He said, in the last week, I've heard rumblings, whispers really, that because cracking the Nets is kind of like breaking into the Kremlin, that Brooklyn GM Sean Marks would possibly be willing to at least listen to trade offers for Kyrie this offseason. He pointed out that he believes the issues with Irving's behavior exist within the front office and may not extend to the locker room. He says, I think it's been annoying some people in the franchise. I can't speak to his teammates, who obviously want to play with one of the world's best and get him back there. And so they were saying, now, would that alienate their other two superstars in order to ease the burden for the front office by trading him? And Sullivan says, I don't think so. Due mostly in part to the reasons that the team would look to trade him in the first place. He goes, I'm not sure what the market for Kyrie is at this point. It's not like Ben Simmons giving you the headache on the court. It's that complex personality that comes from off the court. And the other thing, too, is his value's pretty good. Like, there's going to be a team that's going to trade you something decent for Kyrie Irving. You know you're going to get a decent piece back. And I always thought it was weird having Harden and Kyrie on the same team anyway. So why not try to get a valuable piece for a guy that's been really nothing but a headache and didn't help you in the postseason?
I don't like him being called complex either, because that hints that there's some depth to him that is hard to figure out.
Complex is a polite cover for difficult.
No, I think he talks in circles to have you believe there are many layers to him, but in reality, it's.
But we've talked of that.
A flat circle, if you will, just yes. around and around on the same surface.
Yes, yes, yes.
Should the Celtics bite?
Oh, sure.
Perfect.
That's going to happen.
Udoka got out of there. That's just what he wants. Kyrie coming back
to
him.
If it's truly Jason Tatum's team, he's best friends with Kyrie Irving. He loves Kyrie Irving. Maybe we want to come back. He loves, and listen, Kyrie Irving obviously loves Boston so much that I'm sure he would welcome it with open arms as well.
Well, I mean, he can't stand the consistent racism.
Oh, yeah, and he would be loved here. Well, Britney Spears, this whole thing has been an absolute mess. Did you guys pay attention to any of the stuff that was going on yesterday with the conservatorship?
I read a brief synopsis of her testimony.
All right. It seems even weirder than we thought it was. So she addressed the court yesterday, railed on her dad, who I guess is in charge of all of this, and her management team, saying she wants the conservatorship to end now, and she's so angry that she thinks her family has abused her so much that she'd like to sue them for what she has gone through. She also said that she wants to get married and have another baby, but she is being blocked by her father and the rest of the conservatorship. I can't say that correct. She says that she does not want any further medical evaluation, which she has to go to 3 days a week. She wants out now. But the thing out of all of this that stood out was that she said in her statement, I want to get married and have a baby. I want to take the IUD out and have a baby, but the conservator won't let me because they don't want me to have a baby.
Oh, you just got to cut it out.
They're forcing her to keep in her inner uterine device so that she won't get pregnant. Doesn't that seem illegal? Like, how can even a conservator do that? Like, that seems wildly illegal.
Yeah.
Like, who could, like, how could there ever be, even if you were someone, like, in prison, could there be any kind of right that you would be able to have,
like, even
to
if you
force were, someone to not be able to have a baby?
Like, are they allowed to castrate sex criminals and things of that nature?
Exactly. And that was one of the first things I thought of, is like, okay, what could be one situation that someone might try to justify making it so you don't procreate?
Isn't
and that's
there,
the one that's been out there before.
So that's the inner uterine device. Isn't there one that they just put in, like, your arm?
Well, IUD, I thought, was inner uterine.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. Well, the reason I said cut it out is because I thought it might be, well, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Dave Coulier. And second of all, I thought it might be the one they put in your arm. There's some kind of birth control thing they just put in your arm.
Yeah.
They don't have to mess around downstairs. I don't know.
Is it a patch?
I just raw dog.
Is it a birth control patch, isn't it?
Who cares, Fred? I just do it nature's way.
Got it.
Who cares, man?
Well, you know when to tip the cap, right?
That's right, baby.
I don't know if you've
very difficult for me.
I don't know if you've seen this, Fred, but we would all agree that Mac Jones is a pretty big star this year, right? Like, he's a big story in
well
the NFL.
Known. He's well known.
Well, he comes from the big program of Alabama.
National championship. Yeah,
he comes to the beloved Patriots, who have been wronged by the commissioner for so many years.
He's potentially the starting quarterback for one of the premier franchises in the NFL this September.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then why does Madden 22 have him looking, Fred, like this?
Wow. I didn't realize he was African American. I didn't realize he was black. That is Ben Simmons.
It almost looks like Ben Simmons, but just like homelier.
Like that crudely drawn Ben Simmons.
I just tweeted out a photo of Madden 22's likeness of Mac Jones.
Has he ever had a beard even?
I don't even think, because he's got a chin,
a picture of him with a beard.
Neither have I. He's always a baby face.
He's got a chin strap beard, and his hair is all disheveled, and it's black hair. And I am wondering, because he's not fat. No, he's not fat. You've heard this happen. He's not doughy the way he should be.
Yeah.
You have heard this happening before with players who are just like way on down the roster. This is Mac Jones. Like, that's a pretty big name that you should have the picture of for Madden 22.
Yeah, if you're a Patriots fan, you could start Mac Jones on your team. And even if Cam Newton's playing in real life, you could have Mac Jones on your team. And now it doesn't even look like him.
What the hell?
What does Zach Wilson look like? Does he look like his mom with a wig?
Pretty much.
Or without a wig on? Again, Zach Wilson, if you're talking about looks of rookie quarterback, Zach Wilson, very confusing.
So it said that's Ben Affleck playing Mac Jones in the Pats movie.
Oh, I can't wait till the Pats movie comes out. Wahlberg's going to be banging some chick while he's watching the Pats game.
Go Pats! That is pretty funny. Someone said it looks like Jimmy Fallon after a bender.
Well, no, Jimmy Fallon looks like Jimmy Fallon after a bender, if what you read is true.
All right, so this show, I was sent the trailer, and I saw people
talking
about it.
All right, let's break, and then we'll come back, and we'll discuss this show.
Because it's something that was... The concept was so disturbing that I didn't even want to watch the trailer.
All right, we will discuss that in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Top.
Nine eight five. The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
I mean, the more I look at this picture that we tweeted out at Toucher and Rich of what Madden 22 thinks Mac Jones looks like, I mean, I've had it. It was like some people are saying, "Wow, it's glad that Chris Broussard's going to be playing in the NFL this year." Then there's people who say, "Boy, they were so desperate in order to get Andrew Luck back in the league, they just put him on the Patriots." So, and I was saying to Fred, because you know Fred says he looks like a black player, and I'm like, "Well, he could be white, and he's got this, you know, like the facial hair just under the chin." And I guarantee you, what this is they have just as a stock player,
yeah,
a composite of like if they were to take every player in the league and mix it together, like what it would all look like
a mixed race.
Yeah.
Like you can't really tell if it's a white player or a black player.
And like the hair is not really quite short, but it's not really long.
Right.
And he's got like, you know, a beard, but he doesn't have a mustache part of the beard.
Right.
So I think that's probably what was there. But Christian McCaffrey tweeted out something too. And I guess 2 years ago, you know, there was a very large African-American player there with, like, a bunch of muscles.
Yeah, and like, no doubt African-American.
Yeah, yeah.
John Amos in color.
But they're so wrong. I don't wear a towel over my belt.
Yeah, or I didn't wear a hand warmer on my belt.
Yeah,
which was actually a great line, which I don't think he thought of, but it's such a good line.
He may not have. And by the way, I'm now very disappointed in myself because there was a TV show that I was about to talk about here that is coming on Netflix that... The trailer itself, just from the still frames that I had seen, looked so disturbing that I couldn't watch it. And that is because I thought it involved people who had this weird kink that they like to dress up as animals.
Yay.
Much like the furry community, which really weirds me out.
Oh, get with it.
Except the costumes.
Hate speech.
SDA.
Mm-hmm.
But the costumes that they had in this trailer at the beginning of it were so ornate. Like, I mean, I thought these were people who truly wanted to be dolphins.
Yes.
And wanted to be like pandas.
So what?
But I guess it's just a dating version of basically The Masked Singer.
To the untrained eye, but to the true aficionado of sci-fi cosplay.
Yes, D.A.
Nuzzle, nuzzle.
Your kinks will never stop amazing me.
Yes, my genitals are covered with prosthetics.
No, this is basically people who go out on dates
that's
and will personality alone just be able to dictate whether they fall in love. And to that, Fred, was there not a show back in the day that we knew yes. somebody was on called Mr. Personality?
Oh, that was another one that they hitched their... if you've listened to the whole show today, it's what a bookend. It is another huge star that my old morning show had at one point connected themselves to, which was a guy who was on a couple episodes...
Of Mr. Personality. He was the red mask. They would wear masks, and then they took this girl out on a date, and I remember it ended with one of the guys in the mask proposing to the woman and her saying yes before she ever saw his face.
Which is funny because, like, all right, like, big deal. Even if you got married, like, who cares? Like, you just were on TV, so you got married, and then now I don't want to be married to you anymore.
I'm sure it was 100% on the level.
But that's the thing, is even if the stakes were you have to get married at the end of this... Okay. All right. We got married, and now we're not married anymore. I'm going to annul this.
By the way, Julian Edelman chiming in on our Mac Jones tweet. He said, damn, minicamp really took its toll on the Rook.
Rich is basking in the afterglow. Julian Edelman follows the Toucher and Rich account.
Amish Donnie Wahlberg in the house.
That's right. All right. That'll do it for us. Please do not park in the street today and turn on your hazards. Please allow two lanes of free traffic. Mm-hmm. And let's all live as a community and look out for one another by not doing that. All right. Everyone have a great day. That'll do.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.